Where's he been, Loz?
He's been freshening up, TK, like just a good horse. Needs to freshen up every now and again.
He's been to the paddock. Hopefully it wasn't an enforced layoff. Let's have a chat with Brad Davis. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Yeah, nice little freshen up in the paddock. A couple of days in Melbourne, a couple of days up in the sunshine on the Gold Coast.
Wow.
Just rearing and ready to go again.
Well, let's hope that you're good first up after a spell, mate.
Well, in the past, I'm normally better with the run. So we'll see how we go.
We'll find out. This came as a little bit of a shock to me. Anthony and Edward Cummings, they're going their separate ways, but I think it's all honky-dory, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. You know, the father and son combination, obviously Edward just stepping out of the, you know, the footsteps of the father there and deciding probably to have a crack on his own there. You know, they've been a partnership for a few years now and a successful one at that. So, yeah, January 16th, the date where they'll go their separate ways. And, yeah, the release comes through yesterday. It seemed all sweet there. And no doubt Edward just wants to, pretty keen to have a crack on his own and see if he can, yeah, really make it and by himself.
Brad, has he got stables?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure.
Because that's
there.
The big thing, isn't it? I mean, you know, like they're like hen's teeth. They fight over, like, you know, seagulls with a chip. When a stable comes up at Randwick, I'm just wondering whether Edward, he must have some stables here somewhere.
Yeah, he'd have to, you'd think, considering that they're going to go their separate way. I'd be shocked if he did that without having some stables where they are and what we'll wait and see. But, yeah, like you said, they are very competitive, those stables, and I know a lot of trainers are hoping for more stables in the near future.
Mm. Yeah, what's happening with Jeff Penzer? He had an operation, but what's the latest update with him, Brett?
Yeah, look, he's expected to get the green light, I believe, to go home today. So he had that operation last week for that broken tibia, had several breaks in that left tibia in his leg there. Fortunately, doesn't require an operation on his shoulder. He had a recent fall at Queanbeyan, of course, on Cup Day there, going back a few weeks ago. So it was pretty nasty, and he had that up last week. He's expected to get the green light to go home today to continue his recovery, and hopefully Jeff will be able to get back aboard and racing again in, well, probably not the near future, but in months to come.
Punters love him in the country,
the
provincials in the country.
Yeah, very popular jockey, and he'll travel far and wide for rides and normally goes to places for a couple of rides too. So, no, very popular jockey, and we all hope to see him back as soon as he can.
Yeah, well, the races might be finished at Flemington. It still continues at Sandown this weekend.
Yeah, good meeting at Sandown. It's one that probably flies under the radar all the time. You know, several group races and listed races, of course, the Zipping Classic. The highlight there, worth $300,000. Yucatan, one of the nominations, 2,400 metres on a dry track. You'd think would be about perfect for him, but we'll wait and see whether he takes his place there. The Taj Mahal and Homesman, other ones for Lloyd Williams, nominated there. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, another great meeting. I know that, you know, the major spring carnival, I guess, is over now. But the show rolls on to Sandown this weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned after Sandown, it normally gets a little bit quiet. But, Brad, this particular year, this Perth carnival, this Perth summer carnival, seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Then we've got this summer series also happening up there in Brisbane, and hopefully with the opening of the Eagle Farm track. So, well, I think the action just keeps on rolling on, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, they've made a concerted effort over there in Perth to really build this summer carnival over there and, you know, to really continue that momentum after the spring carnival. And it's worked in recent years. We've seen more and more interstate horses head over for it. The Group 1 Railway Stakes on Saturday week's got some really good nominations there. I see Hartnell's top weight with 60, and on Riser it's currently saying that he's felling. But a number of really nice horses nominated for that, so hopefully they make the trip over. It's a race that, you know, well, the whole carnival with the Winterbottom and a host of other races, the Kingston Town and whatnot, they seem to be attracting really good fields. So looking forward to that. You mentioned the summer carnival in Queensland as well. When I used to work up there, it used to be a fantastic time, not quite up to the, you know, the heights of the winter carnival, but another carnival that continues to grow and grow. So we're looking forward to all that other action. Just a little bit of other news out on social media this morning as well. Former champion Sydney apprentice Winona Hoston, she's over in New Zealand at the moment riding track work at Matamata, and she'll ride there this week, track work, and then come back to Sydney and sort of weigh up her options and see what she wants to do. She's considering that a move to New Zealand to get a few more opportunities. Of course, she won the Sydney apprentice title with 43 Metro wins back in 2014 and 15, and had a few nasty falls since then and some bad injuries that have halted her momentum, but we know she's a well, she's a champion Sydney apprentice, so we know she can ride, and we'll wait and see what she does there, whether she decides to stay in Sydney or head over the ditch to New Zealand and have a crack over there.
Yeah, and the weights have been released for the Railway Stakes on, so was it, 24th of November?
Yeah, so really good, you know, nominations there and the weights. So as always, you've just got to wait and see what sort of horses head over for it, but shaping up to be a really good carnival over there, and no doubt we'll... the focus will turn there after Sandown on the weekend.
Yeah, the club putting on the plane too for the transport. That always used to be a real sticking point. How do I get my horse to Perth, blah, blah, blah. But then the club sort of stepped in and thought, we'll cut out those excuses. We'll get our own transport. So they actually transport your horse over there for free. Well, they provide that transport and they're getting better and better and better fields. No doubt about that. Good on you, Brad. Nice to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back, guys. And we'll have some tips for Hawkesbury tomorrow.
Mm.